Bonjour à tous et bienvenue sur le podcast de Pordi. Aujourd'hui, nous allons continuer d'apprendre les pronoms interrogatifs. So today, we'll continue with interrogative pronouns. The one we are learning about is lequel, lesquels, laquelle, lesquels. These interrogative pronouns are all forms of the same pronoun and they are used to replace nouns. They are translated as which one and which ones, singular, plural. Any form of these interrogative pronouns you choose depends on the gender, masculine or feminine, and the number, singular or plural. Lequel, lequel, L-E-Q-U-E-L, L-E-Q-U-E-L, masculine, singular. Lesquels, masculine, plural, L-E-S-Q-U-E-L-S, L-E-S-Q-U-E-L-S, masculine, plural. Laquelle, L-A-Q-U-E-L-L-E, feminine, singular, L-A-Q-U-E-L-L-E, feminine, singular, L-A-Q-U-E-L-L-E. Lesquels, feminine, plural, we have L-E-S-Q-U-E-L-L-E-S, feminine, plural. So we have L-E-S-Q-U-E-L-L-E-S, L-E-S-Q-U-E-L-L-E-S. These interrogative pronouns are used to ask questions on the identity of people or things. They are also used to ask questions in which answers depend on a choice between different options available. One can also use them to refer back to people or things that have been previously mentioned in the question. Let me take that again. These interrogative pronouns are used to ask questions on the identity of people or things. They are also used to ask questions in which answers depend on a choice between different options available. One can also use them to refer back to people or things that have been previously mentioned in the question. For example, e.g., laquelle de ces chambres est pour moi? Laquelle de ces chambres est pour moi? Which of these rooms is mine? Which of these rooms is mine? Another example, j'aime ce livre. I love these books. Lesquels? Lesquels? Which ones? That is, we've talked about something previously in which I have to choose between some options, then I'm like, which one? J'aime ce livre. I love these books. Lesquels? Which ones? Don't forget, the forms of these interrogative pronouns you use to ask questions will depend on the gender and number of the nouns you are referring to. Thanks for taking your time to listen to this podcast. And as usual, don't forget to share the link of this podcast to anyone who might need these lessons. Au revoir.